you very much. I thought the passing train could signalize very well that the session was over. I'm going to start out the second set with another delicate piece of music. Another artist that I heard that has worked in the Diamond Bell Bar is a lady called Molly Kaufman.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not very familiar with her actually, but there is a composition by David Thomas Roberts that he wrote in 1986 that is dedicated to her, and it's a very romantic, beautiful piece. It's a number that seems to combine classic ragtime of Scott Joplin with influences from Louis Moreau Gottschalk, tango music, yes, and even traces of classical nocturnes, for instance, by Frédéric Chopin. So I play for you four Molly Kaufman. And after that, I'm going to play a tune composed, or a composition, usually labeled Tango Brasileiro, which was composed in Rio de Janeiro in 1910 by the great Brazilian pianist Ernesto Nazaré, and a tango called Odeon. But first, for Molly Kaufman.
Thank you.
singer called Karin Krog, and she knew this pianist. He moved from Trinidad to London in 1948 and became an important part of a foundation for the carnival traditions in London, the so-called Notting Hill Carnival, which is quite famous actually. And he played piano as well as steel pan, which is a very complicated art that many people from Trinidad know how to play. So I'm going to play the waltz by this pianist called simply Spanish Steps.
Thank you.
originally from Venezuela, but was very active as a pianist and a dance band leader in the 1920s and 30s in the Caribbean, and also made some recordings in New York, actually. So this piece did not really have a title. He played this during some interviews that were made with him in the late 1960s before he died. It was simply called A Little Tune from Venezuela. Now we have come to the point where I got some other nice requests during this festival. And some people know that I haven't composed. I don't consider myself a composer, but I have made a few pieces that are called Norwegian Rags. And so over the years I composed Norwegian Rag number 1, number 2, 3, 4, and 5, actually. And fortunately I got the request for the most major of my compositions, that's Norwegian Rag number 5, of course. And it has the subtitle Olympia Rag. And it was inspired by the fact that Norway hosted Winter Olympics for the first time in Oslo in 1952. And I saw some black and white newsreels films of the different games during this game, and discovered that the trumpets would play a single, which is a strain from a Norwegian folk song. Before every ski jump, for instance, there was this single coming, and I included this as a trio in this composition. And also it's inspired by a streetcar line that runs in Oslo, that climbs a steep hill, and how this would run in the streets of Oslo, and sometimes run so fast it was frightening people. So here is Olympia Rag, or Norwegian Rag, number 5, by Morten Gunnar Larsen. Thank you. Olympia, right? How a number I have longed to be able to play during this festival. It's a James P. Johnson number that I also recorded, and I think they say that this is the number he recorded most times during his career. It's a beautiful strain of music called the Snowy Morning Blues. Somebody brought me here an article with a composer name, a feature article about Kurt Weill, the German composer who was active in Berlin in the 1920s wrote fabulous music to the Three Penny Opera, for instance. He fled when Hitler became in power in 1933, spent a couple of years in Paris and worked there actually, and also in London, before he emigrated to the United States. And as I'm sure most of you know, that he became a very successful composer, for especially for Broadway shows. Tunes like September Song, for instance, and Speak Low, he wrote when he came here. I would like to play, actually it's a piano arrangement I made of one of his songs that he composed while he was staying in Paris. It's called, written in 1935, it's called Je ne t'aime pas, I don't love you, is the name of it. And certainly it's a song about lost love. But I made this arrangement when we, with my group, the Ophelia Ragtime Orchestra, we made a musical portrait of Kurt Weill about 15 years ago, and where we kind of followed his career from Germany through Europe and then finally to the United States. And it seems from his life story that this is a song about, you know, about lost love. But it seems also that he could have some anger against the new regime in Germany when he said, I don't love you. At least I used that as the foundation for this this arrangement. And finally decided to leave everything from Europe and found a new type of freedom here, and loved the jazz he got to hear, for instance, in New York City. So that's my concluding piece of this concert, Je ne t'aime pas, by Kurt Weill.